This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Have you heard the latest word about your favorite wine? It has to do with its aroma, or was that its bouquet? Is there really a difference? You'll find out in just a moment.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
It seems wine isn't the only thing that reveals how long it's been around. The words you use to describe your choice of bubbly at your next gathering can tip off your peers as to how savvy you are in the field. Is your vino vernacular possibly telling more about you than you want it to? Now, if your host is as savvy as the menu's wine selection suggests, he or she will know, for example, that when you speak of the wine's aroma, you're referring to a fairly young wine. On the other hand, your host will be flattered to hear you talk about the wine's bouquet, a word that better describes a more mature vintage. Want to make an even deeper impression on your host? Then you might describe the wine as dumb if it's too young to have a real aroma, but will likely develop one due to its fine quality. On the other hand, calling it numb suggests the absence of an aroma and the unlikelihood that it will ever have one. However, if you enjoy regular invites to tasting parties, then pointing that out in front of your host would be, well, rather dumb. Don't you think? This is David Wilson, Uncorked.